the original short stories, but no fan could master this much canon. As a devoted fan of both the classics and the new show, I'm attempting to share every reference with the fans of the show, or at least all the ones I could discover, mostly because I myself get such pleasure in spotting them all. Each one is a wink from devoted Sherlock fans Moffat and Gaddis to devoted fans in the audience, a way of sharing their love for the classic series while updating it for new fans in a world of texts, cell phones, and blogs. A Study in Pink. The title. In the books, Holmes complains about the romanticism Watson adds to their first adventure when he publishes it in a small brochure with the somewhat fantastic title of A Study in Scarlet, presumably referring to the violent murders and the message written in blood above the undamaged body. A Study in Pink subverts and modernizes the story. Pink is a cheerful, feminine color, and the garish look of the woman in pink from head to toe adds a lighter touch to the murder. Above all, it emphasizes that this story is a loose adaptation, not a retelling of the original tale. The story. The episode and A Study in Scarlet are notably similar, though with details often flipped or twisted. In both, Watson has just returned from war in Afghanistan as an army surgeon. He's looking for lodging, so his friend Stamford from St. Bart's introduces him to Sherlock Holmes, seeking a roommate. Much of the dialogue is identical. Holmes of the books is a bit friendlier, but his priorities are much the same. "Dr. Watson, Mr. Sherlock Holmes," said Stamford, introducing us. "How are you?" he said cordially, gripping my hand with a strength for which I should hardly have given him credit. "You have been in Afghanistan, I perceive." "How on earth did you know that?" I asked in astonishment. "Never mind," said he, chuckling to himself. "The question now is about hemoglobin. No doubt you see the significance of this discovery of mine." Modern Sherlock asks a quick, "Afghanistan or Iraq?" then returns to his case. Later, both detectives explain their reasoning. The train of reasoning ran, "Here is a gentleman of a medical type, but with the air of a military man. Clearly an army doctor, then. He has just come from the tropics, for his face is dark, and that is not the natural tint of his skin, for his wrists are fair. He has undergone hardship and sickness, as his haggard face says clearly. His left arm has been injured. He holds it in a stiff and unnatural manner. Where in the tropics could an English army doctor have seen much hardship and got his arm wounded? Clearly, in Afghanistan." The whole train of thought did not occupy a second. I then remarked that you came from Afghanistan, and you were astonished. On the show, Sherlock notes, "I didn't know, I saw. Your haircut, the way you hold yourself, says military. But your conversation as you entered the room said trained at Bart's, so army doctor. Obvious. Your face is tanned, but no tan above the wrists. You've been abroad, but not sunbathing. Your limp's really bad when you walk, but you don't ask for a chair when you stand, like you've forgotten about it, so it's at least partly psychosomatic. That says the original circumstances of the injury were traumatic. Wounded in action, then. Wounded in action, suntan, Afghanistan, or Iraq." In both stories, Holmes is pleased to hear there's been a murder in Lauriston Gardens. Both times, he invites Watson to come, and tells him about being a consulting detective. When the police are out of their depth, they call him. Naturally, being the arrogant so-and-so he is, he'd had to give himself his own unique job title, Watson adds in his blog entries, available online for those seeking supplemental insights to the episodes. In both stories, Watson admires Holmes' deductions. On the show, it's far more obvious that many people hate him for them. In the book, a man has been murdered by being forced to take poison. Rache is written over him in blood, though he has no wounds. On the show, it's a woman in pink, and she scratched Rache, not the murderer. In the original adventure, a second man is murdered, stabbed, but with the pills left behind. Testing them, Holmes deduces the murderer has been making the other man choose a pill while he takes the other. As it turns out, the murderer, an American named Jefferson Hope, has come from America to revenge himself on the two men who killed his sweetheart. He makes them take the pills so God can choose the guilty and punish them. Both this man and the modern Jeff work as cabbies, and thus get close to their victims, whom they murder in empty houses. Both murderers are terminally ill with aneurysms. In the book, Holmes calls for a cab, handcuffs the man, and reveals him as the murderer. The show has a more complex battle of wits, with Sherlock's own life at risk. Certainly, in the book, there's no Moriarty or Mycroft, and Holmes and Watson are not in personal danger, though they are in many other cases. Symbolism. Pink,